Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Vov Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simon Resh Pei Ches. We begin at the very top of the Omud with Siv Hei. The Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim She'en Lesanos Tanis Chalom B'Shabos Elo Al Chalom Shra'u Tlos Zimne. The Mechaber brings this opinion down in the name of the Mordechai and the name of the Maram. It says that you should not fast a Tanis Chalom on Shabbos unless it's a dream that is particularly disturbing to you for the fact that you've seen it three times. And having seen this dream three times, that implies that there's a certain seriousness or truth to this dream as opposed to a dream that you just have for no particular reason because you were thinking of something during the daytime, and therefore that's a dream that you should fast for on Shabbos. The Yesh Omrim, then the Mechaber brings down a different opinion from the Tor in the name of Rav Amram and Rabbeinu Klonimus, and it's also brought down by the Avi HaEzri, and he says, Shebizman Hazeh, nowadays, already in the times of the Mechaber, the people do not fast the Tanis Chalom on Shabbos because there is a problem with fasting on Shabbos, as we pointed out already, and as we discussed in some detail in yesterday's shir. Many people do not fast the Tanis Chalom on Shabbos; they're just not concerned about dreams. And the Mechaber explains, "She'en onu b'kiyam b'pishron chalomos leida eza tov eza ra." Because the only reason you're supposed to fast for Tanis Chalom on Shabbos is because you're concerned about a dream, that it's a bad dream, it's portending some evil or decree that's been decreed against you in Shemayim, and we don't really have the ability to do that. And therefore, since we're not experts in understanding dreams, whether they're actually good or bad, we shouldn't be fasting for them on Shabbos. Then he brings down Pa'olam Omrim. The Velt says, Shenimtza b'svarim kadmonim, that it's printed in earlier svarim from earlier sources, Shal shlosha chalomos misanim b'shabbos, that there are three types of fast that a person, for three reasons, a person should fast on Shabbos, for these three reasons. Ve'elohen, what are these reasons? Haroah Sefer Torah Shnisraf. If you see in your dream a Sefer Torah that is burnt, we'll explain this in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah. So that's a very bad omen, and therefore you can fast even on Shabbos for such a bad dream. Or, Yom HaKippurim, Bishas Nila. Or you see in your dream a dream that you're davening on Yom Kippur at the time of Ne'ila, which is the end of the day, and a very serious time that a person is being judged. Or, the third reason, O Koros Beso, O Shinov Shinoflu, or the beams of your house or your teeth have fallen out or fallen down. So for these three types of bad dreams, they're very serious omens, and the earlier sources said that people should fast on Shabbos for those types of dreams that they had in order to do atonement for them. And he brings down the Yesh Omen. There's another opinion that says, Aro Yom Kippur, Mafilu Shlo B'Shas Nila. If you dream about Yom Kippur, then even if it's not during the Shas Nila, towards the end of the day, the height of Yom Kippur, even then, if you dream about Yom Kippur, you should be concerned, and you are allowed to fast the Tanis Chalom on Shabbos for that. And furthermore, the Yesh Omen, Aro Shikori B'Torah. If a person sees himself reading from a Sefer Torah in a dream, the Yesh Omrim, and others suggest, Haroa Shinosa Isha, if you see yourself marrying a woman in a dream, all of these things, if a person is concerned about them, he should go and fast even on Shabbos at Tanis Chalom. Again, we've always pointed out, and the Gemara in Bracho says this many times, that if you're thinking about something, that doesn't have any omen whatsoever, that doesn't portend anything. If you've been thinking about something all day long and then you dream about it, so that's normal. So that doesn't have any potential prophetic type of a dream to it. But if a person was not thinking about something and suddenly he thinks about that in his dream, that may be a shtickle nevuah, a 60th of nevuah. Again, there are those that say we can totally ignore dreams, but for those that don't ignore them, or if the dream is bothering you, so then these are appropriate reasons to fast even on Shabbos. Again, the minhag today is not to really do a Tanis Chalom on Shabbos unless a person really is truly bothered by his dream. And if it's going to make him really have Agmas Nefesh on Shabbos, then he'd be allowed to fast on Shabbos. Now we have to catch up with a bunch of Mishnah Berurahs. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tetzvav says, V'af Be'elu HaShlosha, even in those three dreams that we said that the earlier sources say that a person can fast on Shabbos for them, Ein L'Sanas B'Shabbos, Elim Kein Atanis Oneglo. A person still shouldn't fast, even for these dreams on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, unless he gets enjoyment out of the fasting. In other words, the fasting doesn't bother him. He actually will be happy about the fast because he's so concerned about this dream. And therefore, Elim Kein Atanis Oneglo means, Kegon Shenafsho Agumo Lov, he's so upset about this dream. And now if he fasts, Yimtza Nachas Ruach, he'll actually feel better because he's fasting and atoning and getting rid of the bad dream. Lafuke, as opposed to Imuadam de Lokopid Rechalom Rat, it really doesn't bother him that he had a dream. He doesn't take much stock in dreams. Or Oshatinus Koshalov, Umitstar Yosib Taniso, Mimashi Mitstar Bipacha Rechalom. Or he doesn't fast well. It's difficult for him to fast, or he's actually going to be worse from fasting on Shabbos than he'll be from the nervousness or anxiety that he had over the dream. In all of these situations, he brings down from the Rivash, also Lisanos B'Shabbos. Such a person should absolutely not fast on Shabbos. And I would dare say, again, most people fit into this category that the dreams don't bother them that much, and therefore it's usually not suggested to fast on Shabbos for a Tanis Chalom. Then he brings down from the Shalom, B'Shem Shalom, K'suv Achron, K'suv Achron, and the Achronim write, Sha'af Be'elu Ashlo Shohoyo Rogil, Al Harov Lifsok Shalom Lisanos B'Shabbos. Even for these three, the Shalom said, even when they bother you, the Shalom says it's better not to go and fast on Shabbos. What should you do? Elo yisanish ne yom bechol neged yom haShabbos v'yom harishon she'achrov. He says if you really want to, go and fast 2 days over here. Instead, fast on Sunday and another day afterwards on Monday if you can. If you can do 2 days in a row, and that's better than fasting on Shabbos, even in this situation. And the Shaar HaTzion in Os Tezvav says the reasoning behind the Shalom is because maybe you're really not that upset about the dream, even though you seem to be upset about it, and therefore, if you are in this situation, better to not take the chance that you're fasting on Shabbos, go fast on a different day instead. But even the Shalom would agree, the Chofetz Chaim says over here, Avol bevadai nafshu aguma modeh, if you really truly are upset and you know that you really are upset by this dream, then even the Shalom would say, for these three types of dreams, one could fast on Shabbos if he has to. Again, he quotes here in Deir Shufut number 27, we brought down yesterday from the Chazon Ish, that in general we do not fast on Shabbos bishum ofen, under any circumstance. Then he brings down in Mishnah Berurah Sifkan to Zayin, if you see Sefer Torah, Vuadin Tfilin, the same thing would apply if you saw Tfilin, Sheish Ben Parshio Shabbat Torah, because they have Psukim from the Torah. However, if you just see Novi and Ksuvim, Avon Novi Vim Ksuvim, Mashma Delo, that wouldn't be enough of a reason for a person to be concerned, as brought down by the Prima Gadim. The issue footnote number 28 explains that the reasoning behind this is from the El Yerabah, She Marim Lo Ki'ilu Avara Kol HaTorah. When you see these Psukim, it's like God saying to you, that you didn't observe these psukim, or shemarim lo shu hasibol l'sreifas haTorah, or that you're the cause of the Torah being burned for something that you did, and that's why the person might have akmas nefesh and be concerned about such a dream. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Umasha kosov shenisraf," and he says specifically that the Sefer Torah is being burned, is lafuke, as opposed to im roe shenofal miyodo, as opposed to if you see the Sefer Torah falling while you're holding it, that is not as bad an omen as seeing it burned. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Zayin said, if you see the beams of your house falling down, he brings down other interpretations from the Medrash Rabbah, Isa Shepasrul Isha Shetelet Zohar. In a different situation, this dream was interpreted for a woman as that she would have a male child, the Chayin Havas Law, and that's in fact what happened. And again, we remind ourselves of the Gemara in Brachos, the famous stories of Bar Hedja, with a Bayin Rava, and we basically say that every dream goes after its interpretation, and one can really interpret a dream for good, even though it may sound like it's bad. Then Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Ches says, Oshinov, if your teeth fall out, but if you just have a toothache in your dream, then you don't have to fast. The Taz writes, in somebody who's just thinking about this, you don't have to do a Tanis Chalom. And the source of this is from the Shari Tshuva in the name of the Mate Yehuda. Now we go back to Mechaber. Mechaber qualifies a little bit the statement about your teeth falling out. He says, V'hod d'ro shinov shenoflu, if you see your teeth falling out, it's dafko shinov, it's specifically your teeth falling out that's the bad omen. Aval aroa l'choyov shenoshu, if you just see your jaw somehow being dislocated or falling out of place, I'm not sure exactly what they're referring to, maybe some sort of a dislocation of the jaw. Chalom tovu, that's actually a good omen. D'meisu hayoatzim olav ro, because the people that were speaking bad about you, it's symbolized over here by your jaw being dislocated, those people are no longer speaking bad about you, so that's actually a good dream. Then the Mechaber says, nearly, it appears to me, shachalomos sha'amru b'periko roa, shehem roim. All of the dreams that are talked about in the last perik in Brachos, the perik haroa, which deals a lot with dreams, gam aleihem mis'anin b'Shabbos. If those dreams are mentioned as being bad in the Gemara in Brachos, so you can take that to the bank, so to say, the Mechaber says, and if you have one of those dreams as well, so then you can fast for such a dream on Shabbos, given all the caveats that we said previously, however. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Yutes, Uposhut the Gambazet Davke im Nafsho Aguma Lov Ukidlel. As I just pointed out, all of the caveats that we said previously, the Mishnah Berurah says, they really have to bother you. If it doesn't really bother you, despite the fact that the Gemara's Baruch Hu says that it could be an evil portending over here, if it doesn't bother you, so then you should not fast on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chof, that these are bad things. V'lo Yisana al Chalomos Shem Hefsid Mamon. The Mishnah Berurah points out that when you have a dream that just signifies a financial loss, that's not worthwhile enough that you should go and fast on Shabbos. Only if it's a type of a thing that if this were to actually happen on Shabbos, you would be allowed to be mechalel Shabbos for it. So then those types of a activity, if you see them in a dream, so then those are bad, and you should, in that situation, consider fasting on Shabbos, again, given all the caveats that we already said. Mr. Bruce of Kohen Chaf Aleph, Bitzorech Odom Ladaktik, a person has to be very careful and look into and investigate. Shaharbi Dvaram Hochem Achar Hashem Baloshon, because things aren't always as they appear to be, so to say, and you have to be medaktik exactly what did you dream and what was the significance of that dream before you consider fasting on Shabbos. For example, he says, he go in Shinra, Ayin Shama Gemara, the Gemara in Brachos over there on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis says that you see a Shunra, that's a bad omen. However, Shinra, if you see the word Shinra with a yud instead of the Shuruk or Kubitz, then that is an evil omen, a bad omen. So again, we don't really understand a lot of this, and therefore, again, the bottom line is, we rarely fast on Shabbos unless it really is something that disturbs the person, bottom line. Sivvav. Now we go into some of the details of a person who does fast on Shabbos. Hamasana b'Shabbos, if a person does have the halachic right and is supposed to and does fast on Shabbos, Omer Anenu, Achar Siyum Tfilosu. Then he adds Anenu into his Shmon Esrei on Shabbos. Where does he add it? Achar Siyum Tfilosu, at the end of his davening, below Chasima. And he says Anenu without the concluding part of the bracha that only Yechazim nowadays says in the Chazar Sashatz at Mincha V'Tainis. And then V'chol Lo Be'Elokai Nitzor. You should add this in the paragraph of Elokai Nitzor L'Shoni Me'Rah. And the Ramah says, Hagah, V'yomar Achar Tfiloso Ribon Ha'olam Golui V'chule Kimo B'chol. There's a special Ribon Ha'olam that you can say as well on a fast day, on a weekday. He says you can say this as well on Shabbos. It brings us down from the Oz Zeruah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Beis says that when we say you stayed at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, it means Hainu Kodem Yule Ratzon, before you say the Yule Ratzon. And the issue footnote number 29 says that you say the entire Elokai Nitzor, and then before the second Yule Ratzon, there are those that say Yule Ratzon before they say Elokai Nitzor Lashonimirah. So here he's referring to the second Yule Ratzon at the very end of the paragraph. That's when you incorporate Anenu. And he points out as well that if a person on a Tainus Tzibor forgot to say Anenu in Mincha time, so then you say this Anenu also before the Yule Ratzon in Yishmon Esrei, and he brings down for the Sharet Zion over there, Shebediyevid Yochel Omro Af L'Acha Yule Ratzon Hasheni. You could even say it afterwards as long as you haven't taken the 3 steps back, so you're still considered in the Yishmon Esrei. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, Kosfu V'achronim, V'achronim write, Demutu Lomar B'Shabbos, Elokai Achelon Otzarati V'chule, Yuratzon V'chule. You can say all these things on Shabbos because they are Bakoshos. However, here it's not forbidden. Because the normal rule of not asking Hashem for personal things on Shabbos, that's in regards to sickness or parnasa. That's because it will make you sad when you're davening about those things and you shouldn't be sad on Shabbos. But to be sad about a sin that you did, to have charata, that you're sorry that you did a certain sin, that's a good thing every single day. And you're not saying it in the Lashon of Vidui, a formal admission over here. So he says that is permissible for a person to say even on Shabbos. In the Chafetz Chaim, in the Sharet Zion, Os Chaf Aleph, he brings down over here, in regards to our case, Afilu Hoyo Beloshon Vidui, Gamkin Shari. Over here, you're even allowed to add it in the form of a Vidui, as we've already explained in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin. And this is explained in Deer Shufut number 30, the reasoning behind this, that you're allowed to do the Vidui on this Tanis Chalom. He brings down from the Seder Hayom, and the marker is this Mishnah Berurah that we mentioned previously. Shemashi Tiru Lisanos Tainis Chalom B'Shabbos. That which we allowed you to do a Tainis Chalom on Shabbos is because it's considered like Pikuach Nefoshos. The person is so upset about this, he's afraid he's going to die. There's this horrible decree about him. Maybe there's this decree that has been in Shemayim, and he has to be Mevatelet. And therefore, he's allowed to do the Vidui because it's, so to say, Pikuach Nefoshos. Just like you go to the doctor on Shabbos if you have a Safi Pikuach Nefoshos, so you can do this Vidui on Shabbos to remove this terrible gezerah from you. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, Im hakadimu lechol hu oniglo, if a person likes to eat early in the morning, for example, kagon shenis aklus udas alayla, you're eating from the night before is totally digested within you when you're hungry earlier in the morning, so yaktim. So then you're allowed to eat early on Shabbos morning, of course, after you've davened to make kiddush. V'im ha'ichar oniglo, but if you like to eat a little bit later in the day, you don't like to eat so early in the morning, you're still full a little bit from last night, you like to wait a little bit into the day, kagon shadayin lo nisakla, you feel, for example, it hasn't been fully digested within your body, yakar, person is allowed to go and delay having his Shabbos morning meal. The Ramah adds over here, Hagah, v'chem yishesh lo sudas kol yom kimo b'Shabbos. If a person eats at the same time every day, and he would eat at that same time on Shabbos, so it's not nikkur over here that there's anything special about Shabbos, so yishana b'Shabbos lahakdim o li'acher. He should go and try to change the time of his meal on Shabbos to make it either earlier or to make it later. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masru Lahakdim Olayacher points out, nevertheless, Mikol Mokum, Lo Yakdim Kodem, Shinesach Lo Amazon. He brings that from the Bach, don't have it so early in the morning when you're still full from the previous meal. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the reason you change around your normal time that you eat from the weekday and have it a different time on Shabbos, Kidei Shia Minkar Shehu L'Chavet Shabbos. This way it should be recognizable that this is a meal specially for Shabbos and not your typical weekday meal. The issue foot number 31 brings down, v'mishanes mokum asuda l'mokum no yoser mimokum suda subyom asamchol. All week long you eat in the kitchen, and on Shabbos you eat in the dining room. You change your place where your Shabbos meal is, or all week long you have paper, all week long you have the regular dishes, and now on Shabbos you use china or you use fancier dishes, so that's also called a change from the weekday, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. This is enough of a demonstration, a recognition over here that Shabbos is different than a weekday. So even if it's at 10 o'clock, you're eating at the same time as you eat every day, so then you can still do this and eat at 10 o'clock without changing the time because you're changing the location or you're changing the silverware and the plates that you're eating on. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Dalet. Pirush, Shom Wetis. When you're talking about making a little bit earlier, a little bit later, it's talking about a little bit of time. Aval Yachar Habe Ein Nira. But to delay it quite a bit, that's certainly not right, because Shei Roy B'Shabbos, then you're going to be starved. You normally eat, you go to the early minyan, you go to Ashkom Minyan, you normally eat every day at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. So on Shabbos, you'll eat it at 9 o'clock. But if you wait till 11 o'clock, you're going to be very hungry. That's not right. So you should delay a little bit. You normally eat at 10 o'clock, so you eat at 10:30. Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Ein Misanin Al Shum Tzora Me'atzoros Klal. A person should not fast on Shabbos regarding any tzora, any difficult situation that the people find themselves in from the tzoras that we're going to list. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chafei, Hainu Afilu Al Oson Shemavor B'Somach, those things that we're learning in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow Shir, Shezoakin U'Mischanin Aleim, the things that you're allowed to daven and cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, so those things are appropriate on a weekday, maybe to fast on and to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we certainly don't fast for them on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav explains, when one of these tzoros nebuch is on the community, kishyesh ma'ora, v'tzorech adam l'rachamim, when there's a bad situation and people need mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mutal avakesh v'lipol aponim b'yochid, then when you're alone, you could dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and beg for his mercy and pray for a Yeshua. But in the tzibur, that's not appropriate to do on Shabbos, unless, of course, there is absolutely no alternative. Mitzvah Shem will discuss this in tomorrow's shir. And with that, we can conclude today's shir.